This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It is a gorgeous day outside here in New York City, out in the Seaport. It took a lot for us to come inside as we were hanging out on the pier today. It was a day to hang out on the pier.
Yeah, this is almost like that first warm day when you're in college and you're like, yeah, I ain't going to class
today. Yeah. Yeah.
And the teacher knows ain't nobody coming, so you had a pop quiz. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Making sure everybody's there. Well, we are here. We're here with you. We're delighted that you are here to join us. And we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Stosh, we have a problem with Kansas, don't we?
I always have a problem with Kansas.
They had the nerve, Bart Scott, to post on social media video of Aaron Judge going to bat.
Yeah.
And they said that people need to see the Kansas brand. So they did this pretend cut-in because Kansas 5-0, like they've had a good start.
Yeah.
And so they did this cut-in of, like, in the middle of Judge's at-bat, saying this is more significant than... So they had some fun with it, being disrespectful. Did you see what the Minnesota Twins did yesterday?
No.
You know that dude, Arise, he won the batting
cup,
right?
Yeah, he set down his hammy, hamstring helper.
They did all Arise, congratulating him on winning a Fugazi batting title. It helps when you sit out most of the games.
We call that swagger jacket, man. Like, come on, man. Don't take my wave and try and ride it. Make your own way.
Trying too hard, right? See? You want to make enemies?
Or do we call that fracking? Well, you know,
call it fracking?
Yeah, they're natural born enemies anywhere in Minnesota because they always get that ass kicked whenever they
see. Well, they're not even an enemy, right? They're more like the JV. You know how you play the JV to get warmed up for your season?
The Washington Generals.
Like, that's what the Twins have been for the Yankees for so many years. Like, yeah, let's get this little warm up going before we get into some real playoff action. Not going to be that way this year, though. They're not there. And the playoffs begin, at least the wild card rounds begin tomorrow. That's going to be certainly a lot of fun. We also have, though, tonight, Bart, we got some football.
The Bumbo.
You call it the Bumbo. We call it Broncos Colts. Got some horses. Horses in the game tonight. But it brings to us this interesting conversation we were having about this game tonight against with the Colts and the Broncos in Denver. And it is sort of like, you know, new quarterbacks in new places, and it's Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson. And both of them have moved to new teams where after spending all their careers in one place. Obviously, Russell Wilson in Seattle won a Super Bowl, got to another one, should have really won two.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, MVP, got to a Super Bowl.
28.
Should have won it, right? Another guy that really should at least have one ring. But both guys have had excellent careers, right? Would you call them the two of their best quarterbacks of their generation in the league?
Yeah, Matt Ryan was right there.
Of the best, not the best, but of the best.
Yeah, they were in a group.
Where are they now?
I don't know, man.
As they meet on Thursday night in week 5 of the NFL season in 2022, where are these two guys now? At least the Colts could say, we ain't invested in this guy.
Right.
But the Denver Broncos, they're all in.
That's right.
That's right. They are, seriously, they are all in.
That's right.
250 big ones. Like, you are a quarter of a billy invested in this guy. Is it a good investment so far, what we've seen 4 weeks in?
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
No, it's not. Is it? It brings up an interesting thing, right? Because we had a lot of new faces and new places. And I forgot somebody off Bart's bum list.
Oh?
How can we forget arguably the greatest bum there is out there?
Uh-oh.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God.
How do we forget the lead? So it kind of brings up.
You're giving it away. We were planning, and it's coming up shortly in about 5 minutes. Bart's bum list. They're always fun. We love doing them. And no, it is not involving Rihanna and some others. We're talking about players.
That bum. Not that bum.
Not that.
Actual bum.
We're actually talking about, you know, guys.
Like, not
that,
good. Like down on their luck. Out
like
on their luck.
Tyrone Biggums. That kind of bum.
Free crack giveaway. I think I tasted cinnamon.
That's the kind of bum we're talking about. So we've got seven, right? Did we get up to seven at this point?
Yeah, I think
seven quarterbacks who are starting somewhere else this year. They were traded, moved on, whatever it was. We have seven. And Bart's going to rank them. But he's not going to rank, like, the players themselves. We have our How do you want to call it? It's like our scale.
Yeah,
this
we have
our bum scale.
We have our bum scale.
And what's the bum scale, Bar? Why don't you lay it out?
So the bum scale, right? You know, it's different degrees of bums. You got some bums that are just, you know, they'll never get right. So I guess the worst bum that we're going to have on our list, let's see.
Well, okay. No. Don't give us the list yet. We got to set the scale up for the listeners.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the scale right. So, okay.
So what's the worst, the lowest rank?
So the lowest bum rank you can
like
be.
Like the worst bum possible.
I got to go Anton Johnson.
Anton Jackson.
Yeah.
Right.
Living Color, Damon Wayans.
I got my boogers in my phone, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, that's the worst, right? That's, Anton Jackson.
That's like when you're at one.
Yeah. It's that's like, man, one, it ain't no hope. It ain't no hope for him.
Right. You're
it ain't
done.
No hope for him.
Yeah, ain't coming back from that.
Yep.
All right, what else?
Then we got to go with our man, Tyrone Biggums, the free crack giveaway. I think I tasted cinnamon.
Okay, so that's two.
So then we got to go with Ezell. Oh, my neck. Oh, my back. My neck and my back. Man, get your ass up. It ain't even wet over there. Man, you can get a lot of money for a slip and fall. Man, you got to stay off that crack, man.
And then?
And finally.
Yes.
A positive bum. Somebody went from being a bum to being a respected member and even a star.
Okay.
He was able to Duke Mortimer. We're going to go with Billy Ray Valentine, Trading Places. From the basement.
I can walk.
To the penthouse. I got legs.
I got legs.
It's a miracle.
All right. That's it. Anton, Tyrone,
Ezell,
right? Or Billy Ray. That will be how we rank this when we do it.
And you also, too, can rank later. We're going to open up the calls. And you can rank
your quarterbacks, too. They're already open. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
This is group participation. I got my rankings, but if you think your quarterback's not Tyrone Biggums, he just has to have the chance to be Billy Ray Valentine, and it's still hope for him to be Billy Ray Valentine, then you call in and say, Bart, you're wrong. My quarterback's Billy Ray Valentine. If he's not on our list, you want to add somebody on our list like Derek Carr and say, hey, y'all acting like he's not a bum. I think he is a bum. I think he's Ezell.
Right. So our list is only going to be about the quarterbacks who moved.
Right.
But there are quarterbacks who are still with their teams, and you might say, man, he's a bum. But you might think that, and you might say, let's put him on the bum list. Let's put him on the bum scale, and we'll tell you where he belongs. You can do that because that's your team. And you have every right to talk about your team that way. About tonight's game, though, you call it the Bum Bowl. Yeah, it's two teams that we really don't know how to feel about them. Two teams we thought were going to be really good.
Yeah.
We did. We thought they were going to be good teams. But they have not been, they have not played well. Denver is, yes, 2-2, but it's one of those, like, I don't like what I see.
Yes.
You know, more like that. Like, you got a coach that's kind of scratching his head. You got a quarterback who, does he really fit? And a defense that is not as good as it was last year. And then in the Colts, you have an offensive line that's not as good as it was or you expected. Matt Ryan has not been good.
Most expensive line in football.
And a running back that is now hurt, not available for this game tonight, which is a big deal also because that's kind of the strength of the team. So I feel like with this game tonight, Bart, a loss for either team would say what?
Time to rebuild. I mean, it's too early to say rebuild.
The Colts would be 1-3-1.
Yeah. I mean, within that
At least
division,
Denver's 2-3, but in a division where, you know.
Well, you're talking about they still only got three losses. You know, and so, like, three losses, they're both going to have three losses because, you know, it's oddly enough, the tie might be the difference in
For AFC, like a wild card, right?
Something.
See, I see the look in your face. You're making that face. Like, you're saying, I'm talking about it because I got to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about this. Like, you have that, this is a game that is not worth my full attention.
This is going to be the lowest ranked Amazon game of the year.
You're making that prediction.
Up to date.
Russell Wilson's not going to attract
what we're learning. What we're learning is Denver and Russell did not read the cooking ingredients when they hired him. Because if anybody that knows cooking in altitude, takes a little longer for water to boil. It's a little harder to cook at high altitude. If you ever look on the back of a package in Denver, the cooking instructions is slightly a little different. And maybe, just maybe, the right cooking instructions was Pete Carroll running the football and taking shots. Because it's looking like Russell isn't a scheme-diverse quarterback. Because now it's all on him. And he's not living up to expectations.
Not yet, at least, of course. So tonight then, because you're saying this, and remember, if it's on Amazon, you can't like do the last channel flip around kind of thing. You're kind of stuck. You're committed. If ESPN has Heat Nets, and it's a preseason game, but of course it's ESPN, we put on a big show, you'd rather watch that? Heat Nets is kind of interesting, at least in the first half. Preseason game, Bart. Yeah. Would you rather tune into that than the Bumble?
Yes.
Interesting. It is on ESPN, by the way. Also, Lakers Timberwolves. With speaking of my back, speaking of Anthony Davis.
I broke my back.
It's spinal.
Already.
Tightness.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, so we've got your calls coming in, stacking and racking them. We've got Bart's. We're going to do now, it's the bum scale of the quarterbacks that have changed teams. We have seven of them. We'll let you know which ones are total bums with no hope and which one can turn it around. But first, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
This football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drink, more than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open a residence of U.S.
21 years or older.
21.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Get you in the mood?
Hip, hop, hip, hop.
Hippity hop.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Coming to you live from above Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So, let's begin.
Let's do it.
All right.
So you got to do 7 and
bump
6.
Scale.
Because we only have 5 and up. So you got to give us that.
Well, oh yeah, you're right. The bump scale. So we'll begin. There's 7 of them. So let's just begin when I go, if you're going to tell me, so you're going to power rank them and then also list their level of bumness.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we begin with number 7.
Oh, I need the music, son.
Oh, you're waiting for the music.
Yes. Number 7. It only took 4 weeks for him to get pulled from the Gizaim. You got to go right there. To a once proud organization and a proud coach.
Mm.
Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in the world,
ooh,
but even he can't outcoach this bumness.
Wow.
We're going to rank this player at a staggering Anton Jackson.
No.
Boogers, free crack giveaway, man. Come on, homie, don't play that too. Yeah, we're going to give Mitchell Trubisky that Anton Jackson. You can't shake that bumness off. He's a forever bum. Yeah, he's number 7.
All right. Number 6.
Oh, man. Number 6. We thought that a change of scenery could be a change in play. Going back to a familiar division, a division in which he was a member of a Super Bowl team, this dude got more mailing addresses right now than the Chosen Rosen. He got 3 P.O. boxes in the last 3 years. You know this bum. He looks like Harry, like one of the royal families,
mm-hmm,
but his mama named him Carson. So I'm going to call you Carson Wentz. You too are Anton Jackson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm trying not to be so bad, but I just stink.
Yeah, no hope for Carson Wentz.
Bart's bum list of quarterbacks who changed places so far. Mitch Trubisky is the worst at 7. There's 7 of them. At 6, Carson Wentz. We continue.
Number 5.
Number five. Progressive can't even insure him. We thought the bravado and everything was going to be. Listen, it is rare for a number one overall pick to make a bum list, not since Jamarcus Russell.
I knew you were going to say that.
Have we had such a disappointment? He held the stench off. And I think it'll be a little bit inappropriate for me to make him Anton Jackson.
So?
He stinks. He's not that bad. He's won some games in his league. But what happens is short, slow, and weak arm strength does not age well in the NFL. So my number three, and I'm going to rank him as a Ezell. Ow, my neck. Ow, my back. My neck and my back. Baker Mayfield has already worn out his welcome in the Christian belt. And they can't even put it, but it ain't enough holy oil in the Christian belt to right the demons that this man got. Baker Mayfield is on his way out, headed to a career of being a backup. They are praying that Sam Darnold can make a return. That's so you know how bad it is.
All right. We move on.
Number four.
Number four. It's tough, man, because when you get into number four, it's kind of hard to kind of figure it out.
But,
you know, we thought this guy was going to be a savior because the number six bum on our bum list, Carson Wentz, was there. And all he had to beat was the lonely Jacksonville Jaguars. He couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, insert a former MVP, and they should be good enough to at least be a wild card. Wrong. So listen.
Matty Ice?
At a Tyrone Bigum's bum list, we're going to go with Matty Ice, a.k.a. Matt Ryan.
Tyrone Bigum's? That's rough. All right. So far, to recap, on the bums list, the worst of them all, Trubisky, then Carson Wentz, then Baker Mayfield, then Matt Ryan. There's only three left.
Number three.
Number three. Not only this dude's been so bad that album sales have dropped for his partner, and she ain't got nothing to do with it. We thought Russ was going to be able to cook. Every quarterback this offseason, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, we had paired with the Denver Broncos because we thought that all they needed was a decent quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they got a franchise quarterback. Wrong. You talk about a bad pairing between quarterback and head coach.
Ooh.
This may be the worst. This is worse than 90 Day Fiance when the girl has already been on the episode three times and she on her third dude. Russell Wilson.
All right. Well, now, what does he get? What scale?
He's going to get a Ezell.
He's
on my neck, my back, my neck and my back.
Now we go to the final two.
Number two.
I tell you what. This is almost an incomplete, so I want to keep it somewhere in the middle because we haven't seen this man take the field yet. He hasn't played football in over 2 years. He has a lot of pressure on him, carrying the weight of an organization that has never won a Super Bowl. They won a championship under the great Jim Brown. I tell you what, I'm going to have to give him a
Billy Ray.
I'm going to give him a Billy Ray Valentine.
I think Deshaun Watson is a Billy Ray at this point, right, when it comes to can still redeem himself as a
Mortimer,
quarterback,
you dropped
of course.
Your wallet.
Of course, as a quarterback, we don't know
legs.
Everything else that's going on with him. All right, so to recap real quick, seven quarterbacks changed places this offseason in new places. Bart is ranking how bad they are, worst to first. Trubisky at seven, Wentz at six, Baker Mayfield at five, Matt Ryan at four, Russell Wilson at three, Deshaun Watson at two, which leaves
number one.
Number one. And this means this actually was a good pickup. And as to my delighted eyes, this has been a match made in heaven. Arthur Smith had this guy in Tennessee. We thought that the team was tanking. We thought that when they went out and they drafted a first-round draft pick that he would end up like Mitchell Trubisky and B, have his spot taken by week four. They start training for the future. But the future is now. And given a nice Billy Ray Valentine, waiting for the crop report, I'm going to give Marcus Mariota the best offseason pickup from all the bums so far.
That's amazing.
Billy Ray Valentine, listen, come on down. Marcus Mariota, the price is right. You were the right match in a good situation. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Cordarrelle Patterson. This team has exceeded expectations. They are not the 32nd best worst team in the league. They're not 31. They are so much better than the other guys that we like. I tell you what, Billy Ray Valentine, Marcus Mariota, job well done.
All right, so that's the list. I mean, again, putting Mariota number one makes a lot of sense, right? It's amazing to think that seven QB1s moved. Seven. Or former QB1s, I guess, because Mariota was a backup. Trubisky was a backup, but previously had been.
Yeah.
Had been number ones. And the best one is the guy we really didn't think much of when they moved him, but he has had the most early success. So that's the list. Agree or disagree? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
We get out on time.
I know. You were on time. You were efficient. We set it up, I think, properly.
What is in this food?
We didn't use any sound, though.
Yeah, they go.
We didn't take a single call.
That is true.
They're going to shred us.
We're going to get them all. Line up the lines.
Oh, it's already. We're stacked and racked. I mean, we're packed.
And remember, you can also claim and name your quarterback, what you think your quarterback, your favorite team, what your quarterback is.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't have to just be any of these quarterbacks. If you have one that you think belongs on a bum list and what level of bum, use our bum scale, and we'll go to you.
Somebody going to say, Jameis. Oh, I broke my back.
It's spinal. All right, so 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get your calls. And we also will get to, in the Honeycomb Hideout, Dan Graziano. On with you on Get Up This Morning. The latest around the NFL as Week 5 begins tonight. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Flavor for your ear, right? Bart and Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Dan was in high school doing this. Ugh.
Dan Graziano joining us right now in the Honeycomb Hideout. Do you know you're in the Honeycomb Hideout?
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's what we call this.
Yeah, man.
Okay. There you are. Look, you're on TV.
We need a sponsor, man.
Dan's face.
I've never been in here before.
He looks petrified. You got to get us on the app right now. You need to see Dan. Dan literally looks nervous.
Am I on camera? I didn't even know I was on camera.
It's a safe room. Don't worry about it.
All right. We're good.
It's a panic room.
Dan, question for you before we get into football things. It's something that we've been asking on the show a couple of times, and I actually went on TikTok and I asked this question. The answers I'm getting are kind of interesting. It's just simply this. Do you still wear pajamas?
No.
You're not a pajama guy?
Correct.
Okay. And you're a well-dressed guy, so I thought maybe you are like the guy that stayed classic with the button-up pajamas and slippers.
With his initials embroidered on the chest?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dan looks like a guy that would
straight
have
silk,
pajamas.
Flip-flops.
Yeah.
But you don't.
I'm not like opposed to it. I just don't have them.
Right. That's we don't just go out and buy pajamas. Like, you know, I need some pajamas. Like, you just don't do it.
Uh-uh.
That's majority of the answers have been that. One person said, does sleeping nude count? And I said, you could have just said, no, I don't wear pajamas.
That's
really all you had to say. Yeah, you didn't have to share all that.
Somebody who wanted to say that.
Yes,
right?
Clearly.
They weren't really trying to answer the question.
Yeah,
They wanted you to know that about them.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's a very, I don't know, for me, it's one of those random questions, but a lot of people, there was a time in our society where everybody wore pajamas. Nobody does now. All right, moving on. How are you?
I'm good.
You seemed today on Get Up like you were in a mood.
Why does everybody say that?
Like am I wrong? Didn't he seem like he was a little like crabby? Was you hangry?
Crabby?
Did you not have yeah.
Your guy here was, I mean, he was in it. Yeah, exactly.
No, you
that
didn't.
Guy
no,
talking about he hates the Steelers.
Every answer was just like, all right, first of all, you were talking about 3-1 and how not all 3-1s are the same.
Right.
And which team were you talking about?
Oh, I forgot.
Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay. The Packers of Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dan kept saying, but they are 3-1.
Can you imagine, like...
The Giants are 3-1.
Can you imagine, like, when Bart was playing, right? And, like, and I, as a reporter, went into the locker room after he won a game, after they won a game to go to 3-1, and I was, like, not particularly impressed with what they looked like. And I'm like, you know, hey, you know, you guys really... I mean, I know you won, but, you know, is that... Can you imagine what a guy like that would have said to me in that situation?
But athletes don't deal in reality,
I am aware of that.
We do. We lie to ourselves all the time.
That's a great
answer.
We're
the most narcissist people you ever run into in your life.
That is true. All of this is true.
The best answer, he deadpans, I'm aware of that. But Dan, we have a game tonight. I mean, I guess Bart's calling it the Bum Bowl. It's the horses. Funny. It's the Colts and the Broncos. Yeah. And it involves two quarterbacks that were on the move in the offseason. Neither one of them have really had that impact just yet, right? Matt Ryan hasn't really played up to what maybe they thought they were getting or hoped they were getting. And Russell Wilson, it's still a work in progress.
It is.
Out of these two, though, which one do you expect will get it right and have his team in the playoffs by the end of the season?
Or
you could say neither, by the way. That's an option.
I think there's a strong chance it's neither, but, I mean, the Colts don't have the Chiefs in their division, right? Like that there's the one thing the Colts have going for them right now is nobody looks like they're going to run away with the AFC South. And, you know, Frank Reich has had teams that have started slow before and finished strong. So I think, you know, it's obviously very disappointing what's happened there in Indy so far this year, but they have maybe a few more reasons to think that that it'll turn around. And Denver, I do think it's a work in progress. I think the offense will ultimately look better than it has so far as everybody starts to get comfortable with each other. But right now it has been sloppy. And unfortunately for Denver, it's week five, right? This will be, I think, their third standalone primetime game. So it's like while Nathaniel Hackett is working through all this, everyone is watching and no one's distracted by other games. So that is unfortunate for him. But hey, that's life in a big city. I think they'll eventually get it together. But right now it has looked sloppy and everybody looks sloppy on Thursday nights.
Now, I thought this was going to be a reset year for Seattle, right? We thought that Drew Locke was going to come in and he was going to play and Geno Smith was going to be the backup. Geno's playing well. Metcalf is playing well. Did maybe Geno not understand the assignment and what they really wanted him to do? Because Seattle was in prime position to have a reset year and get a franchise quarterback, much like what happened with Indianapolis when Peyton Manning got injured and they got Andrew Luck. This is a year where of the quarterback, and they have two first-round draft picks, and if they're bad enough, they may not have to utilize it. What's going on with Geno? And
Geno wants,
are they happy about it?
He wants to be the answer. He wants to be the guy. He doesn't want him to go get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He wants that to be his job. He's still trying to have his career. Look, I mean, I talked to somebody with Seattle right before the season started and, you know, trying to fish around about expectations. And this guy was like, look, man, like, I mean, the Rams have, you know, they're thin at the top, like an injury here or there. The offensive line looks a little shaky. The 49ers, the offensive line looks a little shaky. We don't know about the quarterback situation. Like they were saying to themselves, don't count us out, right? like we're still a factor here. And that's how they view it. And I'm sure that's how Geno Smith is viewing it. And good for them. But yeah, you're right. They have their pick. They have Denver's pick too, right? Next year. So
how's that looking?
So, right. Yeah, maybe that may be the higher pick.
That's the better pick.
But yeah, they're not thinking about it. Look, I always go back to, I visited Seattle training camp one of the years I was doing a camp tour. I think it was like 18 or 19. And I remember sitting there talking to Pete Carroll and, for some reason, it wasn't his team. We were talking about somebody else in the league that was kind of in a rebuilding phase. And Pete says, he looks at my tape recorder. He says, turn that thing off. And then he goes into this rant about how he doesn't believe in rebuilding. Like you always go for everything you could possibly get every single year because you don't know how many of these chances you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And so I thought about that with Seattle. We're talking about a rebuilding year. Pete's 70 years old. Like he's not interested in a rebuilding year, right? So I always thought about that mantra and yeah, they're going to do what they can. Whether they're good enough or not remains to be seen, but they are not thinking about next year's draft just yet. At least not the coaches and the players.
Yeah, that was Bart's thing, is that he doesn't know the assignment. Well, maybe that isn't the assignment. Maybe the assignment is to do just what Pete Carroll told Dan there off the record. We're talking with Dan Graziano. We're going through the NFL as the week five of the NFL season begins tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Broncos and the Colts. And Bart said a few minutes ago, it's a team that you covered extensively, the New York Giants. He said they're 3-1.
They
That's
sure
not a real
are.
3-1. That division looks like it's owned by the Eagles. However, with, you know, who knows what the Cowboys are going to be, Cooper Rush, Dak Prescott comes back, all that stuff. Oh, is there reason to think, like, you know what, this is it's legit what the Giants are doing, or is this one of those, you know, Fugazi 3-1 starts?
I think it's great for them that they're 3-1. I don't think it's sustainable given the condition of their roster. I mean, they already had no wide receivers last week, and Kenny Golladay left the game with an injury. So, like, I guess that, like, I just don't know how they sustain it. Now, I know all these NFC East teams have these schedules that are going to make their records probably look better than they actually are. They're the kind of light schedules. But I think the Giants, you know, look, Saquon looks great. But they're just so thin in so many places. A new front office, new coaching staff, trying to figure out what they have and who can help them long term. If they're winning in the meantime, that's great because you're building the confidence of these guys, whoever it is that's still around that you're going to have to lean on and build on. But I don't know. I mean, I live, you know, in Connecticut. There are Giants fans in the neighborhood. I think they're realistic, right? They're not expecting this team to be great, yeah. But I think it's cool that they're off to a 3-1 start. And if you're a Giants fan, you can kind of feel good about the team, which this time of year, over the last half decade plus, you never have felt good about the team. So I think that's great for everybody involved. Where it ultimately ends up, we'll see. But I do think they're in a rebuild mode for sure.
Yeah, a lot of Giants fans I talk to are just happy that they actually have a coach. Like, yeah, they took them that long, but they think they have at least a coach, and there's that. Dan, before
that
we let you go.
Coached his tail off on Sunday, by the way. Like that with no quarterbacks and drawing up plays.
Wildcat
whatever
plays it took.
Saquon.
Yeah, no, it's one thing. And Brian Daboll might be the guy. At least they feel like they've got a guy. Dan, just quickly, I know there could be some new news today on the Tua Tagovailoa investigation. What's the latest that you've got there?
Well, the investigation is ongoing, but I was told last night that the changes to the concussion protocol, everybody sort of understands each other and kind of knows what those are going to be, and it's just a matter of timing on what the announcement, when the announcement happens. So look for some changes in the concussion protocols to be announced. I don't know if it'll be today or in the coming days that involve, you know, that are based on what happened with Tua and aimed at making the situation better in the future. That's in terms of the investigation, who was to blame, all that, I don't think there's necessarily a timetable for that, but the concussion protocol changes, I think you might see pretty soon.
Yeah, they want to get to that quickly. Dan, great stuff. Good to see you, man.
My pleasure.
Dan Graziano, our ESPN NFL insider.
Grab a box of Cheerios on your way out.
And the honeycomb hideout. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get to your calls.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Let's get to the peoples. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's see. A lot of people want to talk the bums list. And we got Zach in Michigan who wants to talk some coaching vacancies. Zach.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
So, just talking about, I was listening to the previous segment when we were talking about the quarterbacks not working out.
Yeah.
You can say a bum list.
It's all right. Bum list. It's good.
Yeah. I was just wondering, do you think any coaches won't make it through the end of the season? And overall, like, yeah. Who do you think is not going to be there next year? Like, I'm instantly thinking, you know, when you mentioned Baker Mayfield, you know, this is Matt Rhule's third former number one first round pick at quarterback in two seasons now, and it's not working. I kind of think that the Panthers should stick with Baker regardless because they knew what they had with Darnold. Otherwise, they wouldn't have went and got Baker.
Well, Jimmy G would probably be their next quarterback.
I
would think Jimmy G would be a rightful person for them.
Look, go through some of the coaches, though, that you feel like they won't be here next year. Matt Rhule is up high enough.
Well, Gus Staley, if he can't win with everything they put into the Chargers, we all know Sean Payton's eyeing that spot. Mike McCarthy, if they fall flat on their face, won't come back next year. They might give it to
Brandon Staley. But
Brandon Staley.
I knew what you meant.
They might give it to either Moore or Quinn in Dallas if that doesn't work out.
It's interesting, too. Like, a guy that we thought was on this list when we began the season is Mike McCarthy. And here he is now.
It's still early.
Where Jerry is saying he deserves all the credit and all that stuff.
It's still early. It's still early.
But right now, isn't it amazing how right now there hasn't been a lot of talk about Mike McCarthy and his coaching? Nobody's said anything about his coaching decisions or has he passed. There's nothing like that being said. Yeah. And he was a name that we thought was high on that list. Yeah. We know Brandon Staley was not a name we were thinking of, but now we are.
Yep. Lovie Smith is he was just a placeholder. They
feel like that.
Remember, they wanted Josh McCown, but then the outpour and firing of an African-American coach and David Culley, who had a decent season. So I think Houston's going to be wide open. Indianapolis.
Are they going to go 1 year again?
Yep. Indianapolis.
I think Frank Reich, this could be the end for him.
Man, this dude made four changes. Jacoby Brissett. He put his reputation on the line for Carson Wentz.
They have a good front office and head coach situation. They do. They just haven't gotten the quarterback right.
I don't know about the head coach. Like he hasn't won anything, and you know a lot of people give a lot of credit to in Philadelphia to the coaching staff.
Nathaniel Hackett's got to be on this list, right? I mean, if you're Denver, you got to be thinking yourself.
No, that was Arizona that fired the coach in 1 year.
All right, we got more of your calls coming up in 10 seconds. Stay with us.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart made his bums list. We did seven quarterbacks that were moved. They were QB1s elsewhere, went somewhere else, and we ranked them in levels of bumness. And at the very top, the worst, he has Mitchell Trubisky, then Carson Wentz, then Baker Mayfield, then Matt Ryan, then Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, who hasn't played yet, and then Marcus Mariota at the very top of the list as far as not a bum.
Yeah.
That's the list.
Billy Ray.
And then we opened it up to if there's quarterbacks, not none of these guys, but other quarterbacks you think belong on a bums list, let us know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jeremiah in Louisiana, hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Jeremiah?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Look, man, I take anybody on the bums list over Jameis Winston today.
Oh, you knew that was coming, Bart.
Yeah, I knew.
You knew that
he's
was coming.
He's got a broken back.
Seriously, he's hurt.
I broke my back.
Before then, he played one good quarter against Atlanta in the fourth.
Who would you rather see than him? Would you rather Andy Dalton?
Red Rocket.
Yeah. See, Saints fans already, man.
So what level of disappointment do you have on Jameis? Is he Anton Jackson? I don't know. You might be too young to know that when Damon Wayans played the bum on Living Color.
How about Jamarcus Russell?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh.
Man, that's
Jeremiah, we're going to need a minute on that one. He's got to be Jamarcus Russell.
I got to rinse off.
All right, let's go. More news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Brad in Tennessee hitting us up on the Dr. River call online. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. I think you got one that should be right below Marcus Mariota and with a new spot from Rob Schneider, but you can do it.
That's another one.
Jimmy G there.
That's one we can add to it. Okay, so that's another level we could put to it. Okay, who would you put there? Right? Who would you compare to that then?
I like Jimmy G.
Oh, Jimmy G. So he's okay.
Oh, so we're gonna put that above Billy Ray Valentine.
Right. It's right before. Right,
so that means they're really good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who's that again?
Jimmy G.
No, what's Jimmy?
Oh well Rob Schneider's character from The Waterboy.
But what's his character? I'm gonna find his character.
Find his character name. Right, Brad, thank you, man.
We're gonna add it to the list.
That's a good one. I like that. All right, let's go. We continue on the Dr. Pepper call online. Dave's in Chicago. What's up, Dave? Who's your bum?
What's going on, guys? So I'm going to add a name to the list that you guys did not mention, and I'm going to add another level, and it's Zach Wilson. Now, I'm a diehard Jets fan.
Damn.
I'm a diehard Jets
fan.
Could
be good.
Mm-hmm. But his level is Lewis Winthrop III. I had the most absurd nightmare. I was poor, and no one liked me. I lost my job. I lost my house. Penelope hated me.
So we're gonna stay with trading places.
Yeah.
Now he's back and he's got weapons and he's healthy and there's an excitement level again. And I'm gonna leave you guys with this. Looking good, Billy Ray.
Looking good,
Billy. Feeling good, Lewis.
That's right. Dan Aykroyd.
You got that crop report.
Dan Aykroyd. That's a good one. Thank
Orange
you, Dave.
Juice, baby.
Thank you, Dave. See, that's what we like. That's a creative call. Well done. Mike in New York. Can you follow that one up, Mike?
Yes, I can. I got a new creative level. The brother man. Call the brother man from Martin from the fifth floor. And I'm Daniel Jones is my bum, but I want to give that level to Zach Wilson. He stole my quarterback for that level, though.
There
Zach
you go, brother man.
Back looking good. Just, what's up? Just chilling.
What you doing in here, Zach? Getting wins and stuff.
None. Just chilling.
Came here to make some sandwiches. Mom's upstairs hiding from the relatives.
Well done, Mike. See, I love this. This is all right. We continue. Oh, we got Baritone in New York. What you got, Baritone?
Hey, what's going on? Speaking of Living Color, you talk about Homie the Clown. You know when he slapped some sense. Probably need to slap some sense at some of these quarterbacks.
Homie, don't play that.
I But I want to talk about your list, and Alan, I want to ask you something.
Good.
Now, Bart, I disagree with your list. Mitchell Stinky should be number one, and number two should be Russell Wilson. He need to stop playing.
I got Mitchell Trubisky number one.
All right. Well, we got to rethink. I think he misunderstood, though.
Yeah, that's
Trubisky is number one. We just made him the worst.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Stay with us. We got more.
Bart and Han.